Hello?
Yes, hello, Michael.
What are you calling about?
My name is Walton, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we are just conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, advertising agency, a media organization, or work on a volunteer or political campaign?
Nope.
Okay, I'm not going to take too much of your time. Like I said, I'm going to make this as soon as I can, okay? With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party?
Republican.
Okay. And are you aware of very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections? Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the Republican elections for U.S. Senate, Congress, and Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th? You're definitely going to vote, very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote. You're not very likely to vote. You are not voting at all.
I will vote.
Okay. May I ask what's your age range from 18 to 45, from 46 to 55, from 56 to 65, from 66 to 75, over 75?
Over 75.
Okay, thank you. Okay, generally speaking, would you say things in Florida are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I'd say right now they're going in the right direction, especially compared to the rest of the country.
Okay, great. Thank you for your answer. Now, from the following, which sets of issues are most important to you and your family right now? Economic issues like taxes and government spending, public safety issues like crime and illegal immigration, moral issues like abortion and protecting the rights of the unborn, constitutional issues like gun rights and the Second Amendment, cultural issues like standing up against woke policies such as DEI and transgender rights, affordability issues like inflation, insurance, and housing costs, political issues like replacing Joe Biden with Donald Trump and draining the swamp in Washington, D.C.
Wow, am I supposed to choose just one of them?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It could be economic issues, public safety, moral issues, constitutional issues, cultural issues, affordability issues, political issues.
I would say removing Joe Biden is probably the most important thing for us to do.
So it will be a political issue. Okay, no problem, sir. Thank you
yes.
for your answer.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Carrie Baker?
I have a good opinion of him.
Somewhat? A favorable or very favorable?
Favorable.
Okay. Mark Jordan?
I would say I have a negative.
Okay, so very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Okay. Anthony Sabatini?
I would say somewhat favorable.
Okay. Keith Farner.
I don't have any opinion on him. I haven't studied all of them.
Okay, no problem. Ron DeSantis.
I have a strong positive feeling.
Okay. Mike Levine?
I have no opinion.
Okay. Nan Cobb?
No opinion.
Addie Owens?
No opinion.
David Jordan?
A negative opinion.
Okay. Donald Trump?
Positive.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Now, if the Republican primary elections for Florida State House on Tuesday, August 20th were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Addie Owens, Keith Farner, Nan Cobb, Mike Levine, undecided?
I would say undecided at this time.
Okay, no problem. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Addie Owens, Keith Farner, Nan Cobb, Mike Levine, undecided?
Yeah, undecided.
Okay. Compared to 4 years ago, would you say your personal financial situation has gotten better, gotten worse, not changed much?
I say it's gotten worse.
Okay. Sorry to hear about that. Generally speaking, which comes closer to your opinion? Bipartisanship can be a bad thing. Republicans and Democrats have joined together on things like funding endless wars overseas and giving billions of dollars to pharmaceutical companies and corporations. We don't need more bipartisanship. Instead, we need more elected officials who are willing to clean house in government and write for conservative principles. The other answer will be bipartisanship is a good thing. When Republicans and Democrats come together, there is less gridlock and more gets done for the average person. We need more bipartisanship in government. Which one will you pick?
I would say the participation in government between the two parties.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion about President Joe Biden? I am voting for Joe Biden over Donald Trump in November. While I strongly dislike Joe Biden and his policies, and I'm voting for Donald Trump, I'm somewhat sympathetic towards him. His poor debate performance proves that he is too old and not capable of being president. The other answer would be Joe Biden's debate performance proves that we need all along. He has severe mental decline and has not been running the country. Biden should be ashamed of himself. And after Trump wins, he should prosecute Biden and his handlers for putting our entire country at risk and trying to fool the American people. Which one will you pick?
That's a lot of trying to figure it out.
Okay.
I think Trump would waste his time trying to punish all those guys because they're going to get off. No one's going to do anything about it, so he shouldn't waste his time doing that. He should just lead the country, and I don't know which one answers or how that would answer.
I got you. I totally understand. Thank you for your answer. As you may be aware, the race for Lake County property appraiser has been in the news recently. Current property appraiser Kerry Baker qualified as a right in candidate instead of Republican candidate. Baker was not anticipating anyone else to run against him and decided to qualify as a write-in candidate so he wouldn't have to pay the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. However, at the last minute, Mark Jordan, the brother of tax collector David Jordan, paid the $10,000 fee to run as a Republican. Now, in the November election for property appraiser, Mark Jordan will be the Republican on the ballot, and incumbent Kerry Baker will be a write-in candidate which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Mark Jordan, like any other Republican in Lake County, has a right to run for political office. Had Kerry Baker just filed as a Republican and paid the fee, the two of them will have faced off in the primary and Republican will have decided the election Baker was trying to pull as a fast one and has nobody but himself to blame. And the other answer will be, this was a dirty trick by Mark Jordan to steal the property appraiser's position from Kerry Baker. Jordan has been censured by the local Republican Party for his actions and is being sued for this. Which one will you pick?
The second one. I think he needs to be sued and not be able to win somehow.
Okay, great. All right, so we are really 65%. We almost done, okay? I'm going to try to do this as fast as I can.
Okay.
As you knew, the following statements about a candidate were true. Will each make you more likely or less likely to vote for this candidate in the election for Florida State House? If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that is the largest lobbyist for the big insurance companies who are responsible for skyrocketing home insurance premiums. Much more likely, someone more likely, someone less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Less likely.
Okay. A candidate who is endorsed by a special interest group that supports business hiring illegal immigrants.
I would say less likely.
Okay. A candidate who is a 35-year-old resident of Lake County and a lifelong conservative Republican.
I would most likely vote for them.
Okay. A candidate who only recently became a Republican did not vote for Governor DeSantis in his first campaign and did not support President Trump in the primary.
I would never consider him.
Okay. A candidate who has criticized Governor DeSantis by suggesting that DeSantis is an acting like a tyrant.
I would not vote for someone that thought that.
Okay, thank you. Okay, a candidate who is a bankrolling his campaign by spending over $150,000 in the effort to buy a seat in state government.
No, that's not the way to do it. I would not be voting for them.
Okay, a candidate who supports increasing property taxes by millions of dollars.
No.
Okay. A candidate who supports term limits for members of Congress.
Yes.
Much more likely or somewhat more likely?
More likely.
Okay. A candidate who is endorsed by a group that spends hundreds of thousands of dollars electing Democrats.
I would not vote for them.
Okay. A candidate who has served on the Eustis City Commission and will use that experience to hit the ground running in Tallahassee and deliver for your community.
I don't know who it is, so I would like a person like that. So yes, that's a positive statement.
All right. Yes, thank you for your answer. A candidate who will prioritize law and order and has worked for sheriffs Peyton Grinnell and Gary Borders.
Yes.
Okay. A candidate who had a lien placed on their home and in a separate instance was sued for not paying over $100,000 in rent.
No, I wouldn't vote for someone like that.
Okay. A candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level, end quote.
Repeat that one. I got confused.
A candidate who says they are, quote, seeking power at the state level so I can return power to you at the local level, end quote.
Yeah, I would probably vote for someone like that.
Okay. A candidate who has owned a small business in your community for 30 years.
That's a good character to have, yes.
Okay. And a candidate who has been sued repeatedly for financial crimes, including stealing thousands of dollars from a colleague and refusing to pay for items purchased.
No.
Okay. All right, we're already at 91. Okay, you will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for your classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, a conservative in the political beliefs? Very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative?
Very conservative.
Okay. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed, sir? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college trade school, college graduate with an associate's or 2 years degrees, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4 years degrees, postgraduate degrees?
4 year degree.
Okay. Do you consider yourself pro-life or pro-choice on the issue of abortion? Strongly pro-life, somewhat pro-life, somewhat pro-choice, strongly pro-choice?
Somewhat pro-choice.
Okay. Okay, this concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. I really appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of your evening, okay, sir?
Okay, thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome, sir. Have a good day. Bye. Bye. Oh.